James and Joe's Extreme Mexico Blog by Neil Pyatt. Genre: expository text tells about real places, people, or events. The writer presents information in sequence. Notice this sequence as you read about Jane and Joe's adventures in the south of Mexico. Question of the week: how does El Triunfo Biosphere Reserve reflect the unique qualities of southern Mexico?
Joe here, guys! Jane tried to keep it a secret from me, but when we got to the airport and had to run to the check-in desk, it was impossible to hide our destination any longer. We were going south of the border, to Mexico. And not just any part of that enormous country, but way down south, as far as Chiapas, Oaxaca, Puebla, and the state of Mexico that surrounds the capital, the megalopolis that is Mexico City. I couldn't wait to get there. We were going to arrive in Tuxtla Gutiérrez and then travel by road to the city of Ocosingo, where the El Triunfo Biosphere Reserve does its best to protect the impressive Sierra Madre Mountains of central Chiapas. From there, we would be off to the beautiful Agua Azul waterfalls on a journey northward that was going to include swimming in the natural pools formed by the rock and water formations in Hierve el Agua, Oaxaca, climbing the Pico de Orizaba volcanic mountain in Puebla, and hiking around the Nevado de Toluca, the Latin American version of an alpine peak. Yes, you've guessed it, we were extreme sports fanatics. But not just sports, extreme nature fanatics too. I'm a naturalist who can never get enough of natural history, and Jane's no different. El Triunfo Biosphere Reserve. It was quite a journey from Tuxtla Gutiérrez, the capital of the state of Chiapas. 5 hours driving over 200 kilometers of varied and pretty tough terrain to Ocosingo. But that's what we love. Jane had hired a 4x4 and it was waiting for us at the airport. We grabbed a coffee and a local sandwich, called a torta, and hit the trail as soon as we could to shake off the stiffness from the flight and to get to the mountains. El Triunfo is situated in the central part of the Sierra Madre de Chiapas mountain range. Steep and rocky is an understatement. The reserve separates two of the largest hydrological regions of the state, the Pacific Coast and the Grijalva-Usumacinta River. It is an endemic area for many different groups of plants and animals. El Triunfo is well known for being the most diverse evergreen cloud forest in Mexico and one of the most important sites for bird migration.
Yes, it's me, Jane, at last. Hello, Mom! Incredible flora and fauna. The reserve is covered with evergreen seasonal forest and, nature nerd alert, montane rainforest and lower montane rainforest that contain an unusually high proportion of endemic plants. One of the most amazing things about El Triunfo is that it preserves, protects, and literally helps a number of species. The Geoffroy spider monkey, Margay, Jaguar, and Puma survived the threat of extinction. The exotic local bird population, or what habitat experts call avifauna, includes horned guan, resplendent quetzal, azure-ramped tanager, and great curassow. Some pretty crazy-sounding flying machines! Joe was inspired to learn some pre-Hispanic words and try to quiz the local people about ancient times when he found out Quetzal comes up in Mesoamerican literature. In Nahuatl, the name of the Mexican deity, Quetzalcoatl, feathered serpent, it is a beautiful bird with unbelievably striking colors. Check out my photos. Joe is so busy swimming, driving around and playing underwater that I'm doing the blogging again. Agua Azul. Agua Azul means blue water, so you can obviously work out what color these beautiful waterfalls are, due to being colored by limestone in the water that lines the river and rock pool beds. We've been a bit disappointed that there are so many people here a lot of the time, although it doesn't really spoil the fun. Some kind locals told us about the Mizoha waterfall, which, like Agua Azul, is also just off the road from Ocosingo to Palenque. We drove there to see what the fuss was about, and believe me, seeing a 35-meter-high waterfall crashing down right in front of you is pretty mind-blowing. The more rain, the better for waterfall power, but during the rainy season, the water gets a lot darker as the river brings down deposits of mountain mud. Such a shame that we could only pay a passing visit to the 7th century ruins of the Mayan city Palenque, now a national park, as we were on such a tight schedule on this trip. I promise we'll come back and do a full report one day. If any of you guys come down, please take more photos than we had a chance to.
Now, this is living. Back on the road again. We were almost too exhausted from swimming to keep up with our schedule, but it was so nice to get some sun and be outside all day. After a very big meal, we made a race out of driving back to Tuzla. Jane worked out the start and end points of 4 40-kilometer sections of the journey, so we could see who was the best driver. Of course, we drove following the highway code and local laws. Safety first! Although Jane and I always enjoy being competitive, we stopped for a rest after the second section and drove the next 40 kilometers without competing, as we ate in the car. The last couple of hours of the journey were quite tiring, so we decided not to compete for those either. From Tuzla, we got a bus over the state border into Oaxaca and the lush Istmo de Tehuantepec region. A good guidebook tip said get the best second-class transport you can for this journey, as it'll stop more than the first-class bus. You don't get so bored of the winding road and, more importantly for us, you can get off wherever you want. That helped us get to the hotel nearest Nieve el Agua instead of going all the way to the city of Oaxaca de Juarez and then back out again the next day.
Nieve el Agua. Whether looking from above or below, you should definitely do both. These waterfalls are breathtaking. The falls are formed by carbonated water running from springs at the top of the cliff, which project the water out over the formations, creating new petrified layers. When I say petrified, I don't mean they're frightened. I mean they're converted into stone. The petrified cliff is over 200 meters high. At the top, the site includes a series of small wells dug into a walkway that locals call the amphitheater, which makes a great place to admire the petrified waterfalls perfectly. One of the sporting highlights of our trip was a challenging but rewarding bike ride around the whole base area of the pre-Hispanic irrigation system. From there, we got to see the petrified waterfalls against the incredible backdrop of the Sierra Mix mountain range. Crop irrigation, pre-Hispanic style. Ancient Zapotec irrigation system. The site has been recognized as being of archaeological importance thanks to a huge amount of research and fieldwork by numerous archaeologists, biologists, and geologists. It is now agreed that the way the terraces, channels, and pools were created are evidence that it was once an ancient irrigation system, and it didn't only have a practical function. They think it's likely that the ancient Zapotecs treated the place as sacred due to the incredible natural contrast the springs make with the dry, hilly wilderness that stretches for as far as the eye can see around it. The springs would have been used as the only source to water a complex agricultural system that covered the valley floor. Thanks to important remains that have been found there, historians and anthropologists think this would have been happening 2,500 years ago. After a long, hot day in the Oaxaca sun, we made our way to the city's airport and got a short flight to Toluca to continue our adventure there the next day. Our first glacier, Pico de Orizaba. Pico de Orizaba is the highest peak in Mexico and the third highest in North America, after Denali in Alaska and Mount Logan in the Yukon Territory, Canada. What a great place to get my first experience at high altitude. El Pico de Orizaba, known as Chitlaltepetl, which means Star Mountain, is a striking volcano. From the west, it towers over the town of Talchichua in the form of a beautiful white cone. The glacier begins at around 4,900 to 5,000 meters above sea level and covers the upper part of the mountain. Recent belief between climbers is that its official height is 18,490 feet, within a margin of 50 feet, but it's been a point of argument for many years. With so much to see, I'll be surprised if we make our flight out of Mexico City tonight.
Nevado de Toluca. A well-known national park in the state of Mexico is the now long-extinct volcano Nevado de Toluca, which is also known as Cinanticatl, a name that means naked man due to its shape, in a creative combination of the ancient language Matlatzinco and Nahuatl. Mexico's fourth highest peak, the Nevado, has two summits on the crater rim. Also, incidentally, it is the only volcano crater in the world that you can drive right up to. The lower summit is Pico de la Guía, 4,620 meters, and the highest summit is called Pico del Fraile, 4,704 meters. Talk about steep slopes! We got there as early as we could, as there's a greater chance of clear views in the morning. Even though we consider ourselves knowledgeable, even experts, in most things extreme sports and extreme nature, we were glad we hired a local guide. Marco Perez knew a lot more than us about local history, and that was a great way to get to understand the place. From geological details to famous visitors and weird happenings at the site, the way he spends his days out there in what can only be called the exhilarating cold is something we'll always be jealous of. Marco said the summit can be very snowy from November through March, and it can be a great place to go cross-country skiing.
Tanned, tired, and all tripped out.
Home sweet homeward bound. We were so happy, so exhausted, and so wanted to eat so much more delicious Mexican food that we had to run to the check-in desk again. Home may be sweet, but it's not as exciting as a whirlwind extreme tour full of history, culture, and nature. The crazy thing was that, on this trip, the main extreme sport we experienced was trying to keep up with our schedule.